Chapter 37. Paris fights Menelaus. Paris was the first to throw his spear. It hit the center of Menelaus' shield but failed to penetrate it. Menelaus responded by throwing his spear with all his strength. The weapon went straight through Paris' shield, and if Paris had been a little slower in turning aside, he would have been killed. Then Menelaus drew his sword. "Now you will die," he shouted, and struck, aiming for Paris' head. The sword hit the helmet and broke. Paris tried to strike Menelaus with his sword, but Menelaus quickly recovered and grabbed him by the helmet. He started pulling the straps, slowly strangling him to death. Aphrodite saw this and came running. She cut the strap. Menelaus stumbled back, and in that time Aphrodite lifted Paris from the battleground and returned him to the palace. She then hurried to Helen. "Come," she called, "Paris is waiting for you." "I will not go to that coward," Helen said. "My husband stands down there. He has fought for me and won. I am his. If you like Paris so much, you go to him. You sleep with him and pray that some day he makes you his wife and not just his slave." Aphrodite was angry. "Stupid girl," she screamed, "one more word from you and I'll throw you over these walls." Terrified, Helen followed the goddess to meet Paris. "It was better that you had died on the battlefield," Helen said in disgust once the goddess had gone. "You used to tell me you were a better warrior than Menelaus. My husband is 1,000 times better than you." "Don't mock me now," Paris said sadly. "I love you, Helen. I need you more than ever now. Come to bed with me." Helen, still fearful of Aphrodite's anger, obeyed. Outside, Menelaus looked desperately for Paris but could not find him. Then Agamemnon shouted, "Menelaus has won. Now hand over Helen as you agreed."